Hi, I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable seat. Breathing in, feeling the air moving through your nostrils, and then breathing out. Welcoming another deep inhale, breathing in. And then breathing out. Feeling the air moving in. And then moving out. Staying present to the movement of your chest. Staying present to the movement of your belly. Staying present to the connection of your sit bones on the chair or pillow or couch you might be sitting on. Now tuning into your feet, to the sole of your feet, feeling it touching the ground. I'm going to invite you to feel your body being held. As you keep breathing, as you keep connecting to your different body anchors touching the ground or the chair. I'm really going to invite you to let go of your need to sit in a perfect posture, to let go of the need to not have any thoughts crossing your mind, or to cultivate the perfect emotions which are usually associated with joy or a feeling of peace. What if you had the ability to welcome peace, as we say, regardless of the thoughts crossing your mind, regardless of the stories trying to entertain you, and regardless of the emotions crossing you? What if peace was just a feeling of acceptance, of non-resistance, a deep presence, somehow feeling held by something bigger, larger than ourselves, somehow questioning the thoughts that may take us away from that overall feeling of acceptance and peace with what is? Really inviting you to be present to that. There is no perfect way of being. There is only your way. And we can't control the waves that come our way. All we can do is start learning how to surf those different waves. And if peace or more peace is what you're after, just remember, or I'm going to plant that little seed for you to realize that a feeling of peace does not depend on any external circumstances, because peace is acceptance. Peace is being one with the present moment, is feeling aligned with what is being aware of our deep beliefs, yet being conscious that none of us, neither you nor myself, are our thoughts. That just like clouds, they move through us, they entertain us. And we watch them, our thoughts, we watch our emotions that often are the results of the thoughts we buy into. And we feel those sensations. And we feel the tensions that they create at times. And we keep holding space for it all. Holding space for the person inside of you that strives for perfection, that wants to live perfectly, peacefully, beautifully. And also at the same time, holding space for the wounded part of you, the one that suffers when you start believing deeply into those stories. The meditator that you are is the observer, the part inside of you that is able to see, to observe the thoughts and the stories that come in. By simply watching them, holding space for them. Staying connected to your breath. Staying connected to your feet on the ground, to your sit bones on the chair you're sitting on. Watching it all. Just like a film we watch in front of us. At times, we're very overtaken by it. And at others, we remember that this is just a film. This is not reality. So what if everything was a film? What if this practice was a doorway to letting go of the judgments we so dearly buy into, to the thoughts that we so dearly use to criticize ourselves and others and to strive for something else? What if somehow, by accessing the present moment, we were invited to access the well of love and compassion that is present when we loosen the grip on our thoughts, on our stories, that we start watching it all, holding space for the part of us that suffered, holding space for the part of us that is in pain. Remember again and again that pain is inevitable. But suffering is always optional. So the thoughts we buy into, the beliefs we try to numb or get rid of, these are all ways that cause us more suffering. For this practice, I'm going to invite you to simply welcome everything that you're feeling right now, free of judgment, with compassion. So coming back to your breath, sorry for this little interruption. What if peace was just non-resistance to what is, was a deep bow to the present moment, an acceptance of what is, knowing that we're strong enough to handle it, feeling our chest expanding and our heart opening, and literally saying to life, I can take it. Bring it on, whatever it is, I can take it. You're not saying that in a cocky way. You're saying that in a loving way, in a gentle way, in a trusting way, knowing that there is nothing that we need to be afraid of. As you keep practicing, coming back to the present moment, as you keep practicing, looking after yourself and holding space for whatever thoughts, for whatever stories and emotions keep entertaining you, I'm inviting you to keep your heart open, questioning every time you feel yourself contract. Questioning every time you watch yourself being victimized. What if this practice was simply a doorway to come closer to our essence, letting go of some of the stories, the limiting beliefs, the one pushing us away from our dreams? What if this practice was a doorway to live closer to your truth? Feeling a deep inhale. Thank you again.